Jessica, thanks for joining us. This week, we're starting off talking about protests against police brutality that have continued in thousands of American cities, and they have even happened in the village of Cloudcroft. Can you share with us exactly how many people turned out to that protest?
Estimates range from 50 to 70 people at Zenith Park on Tuesday. This was a momentous occasion. At one point, the protesters, those who showed up to participate, stood silently or kneeled for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. And for those who are not familiar, that's the amount of time that it took in the case of George Floyd, who died while being arrested. So it was a uneventful protest, pretty peaceful according to all officials, and we are expecting that continuing on, there will be other gatherings of a similar nature throughout Otero County.
We're going to move on and now talk about a story that perhaps has some horse racing fans excited. That is, Ruidoso Downs is reopening to certain seating. What can you tell us?
June 19th is the day. On Friday, June 19th, the Downs will reopen its turf club and jockey club to owners, members, and season ticket holders at half capacity. Now, keep in mind that certain gathering restrictions are still in place, but the Downs was notified on the 10th that clubs would be allowed to operate as restaurants using those safe practices. Now, as you can imagine, everyone there is really happy that they're getting semi back to normal, and they're thinking of it as the first step to fully opening to just general spectators.
Okay, now COVID-19 has led to the cancellation of many events in our community to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Could you update us on what we know about possible 4th of July celebrations in Alamogordo?
Yes. So what we know is that there will be a reverse July 4th parade held in lieu of a traditional parade. It'll happen just like it does on July 4th from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Otero County Fairgrounds. So basically, floats will be parked and people can drive by and view them to get their, 4th of July, Independence Day, spirit going. What we do know is that the annual fireworks extravaganza will continue. It'll happen at 9:15 p.m., and you can view that from the New Mexico Museum of Space History.
Jessica Ansures is the news director for the Alamogordo Daily News. Jessica, thank you so much for the update, and we'll talk with you next week.
I look forward to it.